with the goalposts. But in basketball, actually, you have a basket, a rim, considered mm-hmm. a basket mm-hmm. on a goal.
Okay. All right.
A backboard.
Okay, that's fine. And let's see. I think we mentioned some childhood games that you played. Can you think of any other ones that you did not mention in reference to when you were in school and that sort of thing?
I thought of two that we did at school. Was Mumble Peg, played with a knife, an open knife, two blades,
mm-hmm.
Or one blade. Jacks. We played Jacks mm-hmm. at school. And then at parties, we played singing games
mm-hmm.
and ring games. We played a few of those at school. We played Red Rover. Let so-and-so come over. You
uh-huh.
know, have a long line, see if they could break the line. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard of that?
Yes, I played that one.
That's not that old. We also played, how did that escape me? Three deep. Those were running games, I guess you'd call mm-hmm. them. Three deep. And we played London Bridge is Falling Down. And we'd sing, those were singing, all classed as singing games,
mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And then there were the party games that I mentioned previously were a little more advanced. They were for the older children.
Mm-hmm.
And then, let's see, we played tennis.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I mentioned that. And we had some... Well, I think we played softball. I think I mentioned that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a real bad problem that things come through my mind and then all of a sudden something else does and then I can't recall that. I don't know how that goes with age and that.
We'll come back then if you think of other ones. If you were, a little child were involved in playing baseball and the older kids didn't want him to, they'd say, well, we don't want him to play because he never blanked the ball.
Never hits the ball or catches the ball.
All right. And you'd say, yesterday he blanked the ball but then didn't throw it.
He caught the ball.
Okay. And he has?
Caught it.
All right. If someone wanted to go to lunch with you, they would say, oh, don't rush, I'll wait.
I'll wait for you.
All right. And if a child had done something wrong and you were going to punish him, he might say, please blank me another blank.
Give me another chance.
If someone is very cheery and pleasant and seems to be in a good mood, you'd say he seems to be in a good
humor.
All right. If you were talking to your neighbor and someone came to the door, you might say, there's that pesky salesman. Wait till I... And I'll
get rid of him.
All right. A man didn't know what was going on, you'd say, he really didn't know what was going on, but he pretended otherwise. You'd say, he blank, he knew it all.
Pretended.
Mm-hmm. If a child found some